you recently returned from a couple weeks on the East Coast as part of this project. And can you tell me how that trip came about and some of the highlights of what you found?
Sure. So in the beginning of this project, I think I talked to the listeners about how I received this Association of Healthcare Journalists Fellowship, which is a fellowship that helps provide some funding for travel so I could go see some programs that were seeing success across the nation. And one of the things that this fellowship paired me up with was some resources in the Northeast that were seeing some really good successes and that had received some national attention. So I spent about a week in Rhode Island, and then I spent a week in Atlantic City looking at the different things that they're doing there. And it was really impressive, and I'm really looking forward to sharing that with people here in Corpus Christi.
So then how are you going to work that into your coverage? I know your next story runs on Sunday. These have usually been a story a month, but it sounds like you're looking to do something a little more because you found so much material.
So what we're going to do this Sunday is just have kind of a brief overview of what the initiatives are that I saw elsewhere. And then throughout the month, we'll take a closer look at each program. We'll also be looking at Amarillo, which I have yet to go visit, but I plan on visiting this month because they're doing some really good things there too with their indigent population. So this Sunday, readers will be able to see kind of get a look at what I saw on the road, as well as a taste of what we're seeing here in Corpus Christi, what's been happening here. And then throughout the month, they'll see a more in-depth vignette of what the programs in Rhode Island, Atlantic City, and Amarillo are doing.
You found some good parallels between our two communities and perhaps things we could learn from each other. Could you speak to that a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. So Rhode Island, I was really surprised to find, does have a very high low-income population. Unlike Corpus Christi, their rent is much higher than ours is, but that does put a lot more people into situations of poverty. So they're facing, you know, low-income population as well as a large Spanish-speaking population. The state has just 1 million people, but they have the nation's sixth largest population of Dominicans. And there is a whole sector of the community that's just Dominican. So that state's been working really closely with their Latino population in order to try to pair them with good resources and provide culturally appropriate care so that they can still continue to eat a traditional diet, but keep their weight and diabetes and blood sugar in check. In Atlantic City, there's really high rates of poverty, and that city is largely run by the casinos. So you've got a lot of blue-collar workers who are doing low-wage jobs in the casinos. And the casino union insurance has paired with the hospital system in town to create this special care center where some of the chronically sick people, including diabetics, are paired with health coaches who actually meet with them in some cases as often as weekly to talk to them about, you know, are they taking their medications? Do they understand how to keep their weight in check? Are they following a proper diet? And I interviewed a man there who is Indian. He speaks no English. He's unemployed. And he struggles with what so many people in our population struggle with, you know, this cultural diet. He eats a lot of carbs. He has had diabetes for several years now. But unlike some of the people I've interviewed in my stories, he's been able to get healthy. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that he met regularly with a health coach who speaks the same language, who's also from India, who's been able to really help him understand that his culture doesn't mean that he can't get healthy and get his diabetes in check.
This series, you've had also a significant online component to this. Can you remind listeners what else you have online and in social media?
We are posting all of the stories and resources and videos at collar.com/diabetes. I also update the Facebook page pretty regularly with news that a lot of people with diabetes may find interesting, whether that's new research that's been available or, you know, recipe ideas that we have that we've been posting in the paper. So people can look up the Cost of Diabetes Facebook page and like us there. And I really encourage people to get into contact with me regarding stories and ideas that they may have or feedback on some of the articles that we've already written. And people can reach me at the office at 361-886-3694, or they can send me an email at Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S-R, @collar.com.
And we have been speaking with Rhiannon Myers, investigative reporter at the Corpus Christi Caller-Times. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.